This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Halftime here. Huskers up 38-21 on the Fighting Illini. You're joined, as we are each and every halftime, by University of Nebraska President Hank Bounce. Great to catch up with you. Good to have you up here. I know you're enjoying this game so far.
It's a great game. A little chilly, but yes. What a great game. It's 38 points and a half is a pretty good place to be.
We'll take that. What's on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, it's been a really important week for Americans. We live in the greatest country in the world, and part of what makes it such a great place is that everyone has a say when it comes to electing the leaders of the nation, of the state, and of their communities. And it was just great to see everyone exercising that civic duty and participating in the democratic process. And to those who have been elected, we're certainly grateful for their public service, and we look forward to working with them. We are fortunate to live in such a great democracy with the right to vote as a fundamental American value. And that's because our country is built on freedom. And today we are, if you just look out at the band right now, if you look at things that we've been doing all week long, we are celebrating those who fight, those who serve in faraway lands so that we enjoy the freedoms that we have.
Veterans Day is tomorrow. We're at the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, and kind of with that theme, you brought yourself a special guest today.
I did bring someone. I've invited Major General Evans to join me. He is the assistant to the commander at STRATCOM. We have a great relationship with STRATCOM. Do a lot of work with them protecting American warfighters. And so, General Evans, welcome.
Hey, thank you, President Browns. Greg, great to be with you on this special day and help the university celebrate that 100th anniversary and the Veterans Day weekend. And I'd also add that I like the way the game's going so far.
Very good. Can you tell us more about what STRATCOM does?
Sure, Greg. STRATCOM is one of the nation's 10 combatant commands, and the combatant commands are responsible for accomplishing all of the missions that the president has given to the Department of Defense. And in our case, we have 7 very important missions, but the ones that really stick out are the 2 most important for our nation, and that's strategic deterrence and nuclear operations. And we've been doing that here at Offutt Air Force Base, going back to Strategic Air Command, SAC, back to 1946, and then U.S. Strategic Command starting in 1992. We do that with 160,000 members of all the services out there, and they're doing it every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, under the sea, underground, in the air, and in outer space. And, especially with Veterans Day here this weekend, I'd like to offer my salute to the Cold War warriors out there who helped us get to the point today where we've preserved the peace since 1946. And today, STRATCOM is built upon that solid foundation.
Tell us a little bit about the relationship between the University of Nebraska and some of the things, the partnership you have with this mission.
Yeah, Greg, we have a very strong partnership. In fact, it's probably even become stronger under President Bounce's leadership. And I'm a Nebraska native, Omaha UNL grad, and my wife's a UNL grad, so we're very familiar with the community linkages that we have with the base and with STRATCOM. Those have always been strong. And what we've actually seen is that has improved the relationship with the university and the other areas around the community in there. So when you look at the types of missions that STRATCOM has, and more broadly the Department of Defense, the fact that we were able to establish a university-affiliated research center, one of only 13 in the country, puts us on solid footing with other educational institutions like MIT, Johns Hopkins, and others, pretty elite company there. And what that partnership allows us to do is take advantage of the academic prowess, the research capabilities of the university, to focus in on problems that the Department of Defense is trying to solve out there. That ranges from vaccines to countering terrorism, weapons of mass destruction in there. And we're even partnering, for example, with the University of Nebraska Omaha on a leadership development program, our fellows program, where we send our mid-level managers to a course once a year. And they actually are presenting them with lots of opportunities to grow as a leader. Ultimately, they will become the future strategic leaders at STRATCOM. So the types of things we're working on with the university are extremely important to STRATCOM and the nation every single day.
Hank, I know you're proud of the relationship the university has with the military, and I know there's some research that's going on now that the university is helping supply them.
Yeah, absolutely. So the General Evans talked about our UARC, University-Affiliated Research Center. Our particular mission space is combating weapons of mass destruction, whether that is chemical, biological, nuclear, radiological, or cyber. We have faculty members, we have researchers across the university that are really focused on national security. For example, we focus on developing vaccines, detecting nuclear materials. We have a group at UNO that is completely focused on the psychology of terrorist networks. We have one of the most powerful lasers in the world here at UNL, and the scientists here have learned how to use that laser in a way that can detect nuclear or radiological materials through feet of concrete and steel. And so in a very dangerous world, I'm very proud to have the opportunity to lead a university that is absolutely focused on keeping Americans safe, keeping our warfighters safe.
Fantastic. Thank you for that update. General, thank you so much for your service, and we value the relationship we have with the United States military.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Yeah, we do certainly take advantage of that. I'd also like to commend President Bounds. I just read this week in the newspaper, both the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and Omaha rated in the top 25 for best four-year colleges for veterans. I think that says a lot about the way our community treats veterans, how it interacts with the military, does a great job of supporting the base. So my hat's off to the university.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the day. Let's join the rest of this game.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Thanks. Hank Bounds with us here at halftime, along with Major General Rick Evans. We've got more halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.